Okay, welcome to another episode of Sundays with Poppy. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, guys.
We are sitting in the Hamptons at the Bilzins' house with a lot of the family. We have the whole Corn fam. We have a few Bilzins, and we have Poppy, who's visiting for the week. Are you happy to be out in the Hamptons?
Very much so. I'm so delighted to see all of you. It just makes me quell. That's all I could say.
We're quelling. Okay, could you have any, since we're out in the Hamptons and you're having your summer vacation, do you have any fond memories of the Hampton summers you used to have here? Where did you like to go?
So my partner, Lenny Ehrlich, who was like a second father to me, I'll tell you as an aside, when I was in practice with him 1 week, he came into my office and he said, Rick, at the end of the day, come into my office. I want to teach you how to prescribe antibiotics. I said to him, Lenny, what are you talking about? I know better than you. I just finished my training. You got to be, you're kidding me. No, he says, Rick, you don't know anything. So at the end of the day, I went in his office. In his bottom drawer, he had a bottle of schnapps. You know what schnapps is?
I do.
Good. He put a little in a paper cup for me and for him, and we sat there sipping. And then he gave me Ehrlich's rules for antibiotics. You sitting down, everybody? One is pretty mother. One is leaving for Israel on Tuesday. One is bar mitzvah Saturday. And you know what? It worked. When women wore mini skirts, my partner Lenny bought himself a tiny stool. He sat on it looking up.
Oh, God.
He was in heaven. When we sent Lenny on house calls.
How did we get here?
What is this house?
Okay.
He stayed in his house.
When we sent Lenny on house calls, it was an adventure. He would either get stuck in a snowdrift and we'd have to pull him out, or a lady would call and say, Rick, I just saw Dr. Ehrlich getting a blowjob in Janie Mankin's living room.
What? Karen.
That's the truth. I can't make that up.
Poppy, this is a new one. I never heard this one.
I've heard that before.
This is the time when you wish podcasts had video, because all the faces right now are pretty good.
Lenny married a rich girl from the Five Town. Lenny grew up. There used to be a Third Avenue elevated subway. Did you know that?
I did not.
It ran all along Third Avenue. His bedroom window was along the subway tracks. That's where he studied for medical school. So when he got out of the Navy, he married a girl from the Five Towns who was wealthy. Actually, she went to Michigan in the 30s.
Whoa.
Think about that. Do you know that I had two aunts who went to Brooklyn Law School in the 1920s. Two Jewish girls. Think about it. And my mother's sister, my Aunt Rose, you ever hear of the OPA?
I don't think so.
It's called the Office of Price Administration. Anyway, when Lenny got out of the Navy, he went into practice. He practiced from his living room in an apartment in Great Neck. How Lenny knew about Great Neck is beyond me, because he was a poor city boy. He managed to get together $12,000, and he bought a piece of land out here right next door to lunch.
Gotcha.
On the beach.
In Amagansett.
In Amagansett.
So, okay.
Wait.
We're here.
$12,000. He didn't have the money to build a house. So he waited 4 or 5 years. He accumulated another $12,000. And then he bought a prefab house. That house that Rich Rosenberg bought for three...
Scott Rosenberg.
Is a $24,000 house that he paid $3 million for.
Not a bad investment.
How is that?
Poppy, what did Phil say? Why do they call it Amagansett?
I'm against it.
We were lucky to go there every summer, at the end of the summer.
We end to that. From there, he eventually graduated to the Bath and Tennis Club in West Hampton Beach. And we would stay there, too. I have led, and I hope you girls also would say this, one of the most charmed lives of ever. My parents never, ever, ever said no. Whatever we asked for, we either got that day or the next day. They never said no. When my brother went to the University of Miami while I was at Yale. And so the first year that he was there, instead of going to the Caribbean, St. Thomas, for Christmas, we went to the Eden Rock in Miami. My parents took the presidential suite. We went out to dinner every night. We come home from dinner one night. My brother lays himself down on this enormous bed and starts kicking and throwing his legs and screaming, "I need a car! I need a car! I need a car!"
You don't have this.
My parents didn't say one word. When they went home, the next day, my father went to Chevrolet and he bought two cars. Me, in freezing, icy New Haven, I got the convertible. My brother in hot Miami, he got the hardtop. My father got even in his own way. Think about it.
Makes sense.
Think about it. You know my cousin Harold was once Secretary of Defense.
All right, we'll do that story after the podcast.
You didn't know that?
You gotta tell him that after the podcast. You told that too many times on the podcast already.
All right,
any other Hampton stories to tell us?
Well, after all those years of staying at Uncle Lenny's house, then what did you and Mommy used to do?
Put a bullet.
You used to go to Ocean Colony all those years.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We used to stay at the
Ocean Colony, the Hermitage.
Yes.
I remember that because we used to come visit you guys there when you were there, almost near Montauk.
We used to go with the kids. We used to come with you.
I remember.
When I took Shari to Penn the first time, we left Lauren and Karen with my parents at the Bath and Tennis Club. Lauren cried the entire weekend. When we left Shari at her room after we fixed it up, you know, today they hire decorators. We only had Ellen, who did pretty good. Anyway.
You okay?
I hope I can edit that out.
What was I saying? Oh. No, I forgot.
At Penn, when you left me at Penn. Yeah.
We left her at Penn. My wife got so hysterical. She was such a good aunt. How can I leave her? She was bawling. I said, "Ellen, we gotta leave you. She's going to college." She said, "Let's buy her 2 dozen yellow roses." So we did. We took it up to the room and we left it there.
Emily didn't know.
Then she was. That's the truth. You remember?
I remember. Of course, I remember.
Oh, you got it. Luckily, I didn't run out of money. Luckily. My wife spent money like a drunk. She would think nothing of buying an $8,000 pocketbook. I bought her an $8,000 pocketbook for anniversary, but she died 2 days before, so Karen got me the money back.
That's good.
That's the truth.
I thought it was an old anniversary.
Poppy. Okay, before we wrap up this very confusing episode of Sundays with Poppy, do you have any jokes or words of the day or riddles for our listeners?
I'm thinking. Give me a minute. Turn it off.
Okay, it's okay. I can edit it out.
We're going to ask him for his favorite Hamptons food.
Say it again.
It's lunch. Your favorite food in the Hamptons is?
Lunch. Lunch and the Palm.
The Palm. Okay. Also, I wanted to instate this new part of Sundays with Poppy where you tell us which book you're reading this week. So why don't you start, tell us that while you think of your joke.
You mean today?
Arthurian relic.
Can you say that word?
Arthurian. Where does it come from?
And I don't
King
know.
Arthur.
Hey.
And what's it about? Is it a... What's it about?
Finding old relics. And getting shot at and running and pushing guys over railings.
Okay.
What's
your riddle or joke?
I have fallen in love with archaeological thrillers. There's a team of guys named Sean Wyatt and Tommy Schultz who own the International Archaeological Agency. Actually, Tommy owns it, not Sean. Sean works there. Sean used to be a spy for the CIA. So they're very adept at fighting, and they go all over the world finding priceless pieces of jewelry and art.
Well, every book Poppy's been reading in the past, like, month or two has been about searching for some sort of mythical sword or...
What was the sword's name?
And there was an artifact or something.
Gary got it. Excalibur.
There you go.
Was King Arthur's sword.
That's his theme of the month.
Time for dessert.
What?
Okay, Poppy, what's your word of the day or joke?
Word of the day.
How about what you just asked us about... Abraham Lincoln. Wasn't there a trivia question in there?
Yeah, what was the name of the play?
Oh, what was the name of the play?
The American...
Our American Cousin.
Our American Cousin.
What was the name of the theater?
There you have it. We're going to Google the theater.
Stay tuned.
It will be included in the Sundays with Poppy email.
I can't...
Anything to... All right,
Forbes Theater. I said that.
Forbes Theater.
Forbes.
I said that.
Forbes Theater.
I literally said that. I didn't hear you.
And that's why Allie is your smartest grandchild.
I know that.
Okay, thanks for listening, everyone.
Minute. What's your IQ?
I don't know.
What's your IQ?
I don't know.
What's
I know mine.
He's a genius.
What is it?
140. That's the cutoff for being a genius. No, it is. If you look at this...
What is?
His IQ.
140.
Okay, Poppy.
Wait a minute. Albert Einstein had an IQ of 167. And there's some kid in California, a teenager, who has an IQ in the 190s, the highest ever recorded.
Wow.
Wow is right.
All right, Poppy, say goodbye and thank you.
Goodbye and good luck to all of you.
Love you all.